Good afternoon, Thursday Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart along with Randy Conan and Megan Turnquist. The initial effects of the coronavirus pandemic have been felt in agriculture. The Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City's quarterly ag survey found a larger decline in net farm income and loan repayment rates than in recent quarters. The reduction in farm income also puts modest pressure on liquidity. The survey, conducted in mid-March, cites a decline for interest rates on agricultural loans and relatively stable farm real estate values. The bankers surveyed were pessimistic about the economic outlook, but said government payments should provide significant relief to farmers again this year.
The drop in commodity prices could trigger higher levels of 2019 farm program payments for producers. MinStar Bank farm management analyst and senior vice president Kent Tesey is estimating a 10 to 20% per bushel payment for corn enrolled in the price loss coverage program. Maximum agricultural risk coverage corn payments could be triggered with a 22% or more yield decline.
I think the big surprise here, obviously, when farmers signed up, we were looking at back in 1st of March at a 380 to 385 market year average price for corn, and to earn price loss coverage payments, you had to drop below 370. Well, all of a sudden, we had between the combination of the problems with the ethanol industry related to the oil industry, and then piggybacked was the breakout of COVID-19 in March. Suddenly that market year average price projection dropped down in the 350 to 360 range.
According to TC, no PLC payments are expected for soybeans, but ARC County payments are likely with the final RMA yield decline of 2 to 3 bushels an acre below benchmark yields.
A little higher benchmark price that it looked like there would be counties that either were likely to get an ARC County payment or were very close, and now with the decline in prices, more counties slide in there. As far as ARC individual, there's only 6%. Certainly, as you got in certain areas of southern and western Minnesota, north and south Dakota, where there were a lot of prevent plant acres, very low yields, those are areas where ARC individual tended to work more.
For wheat, TC's forecasting a PLC payment of 85 to 90 cents a bushel, with near maximum ARC County payments in many areas.
Boxed beef prices have dropped $9.40, while slaughter numbers estimated by USDA are up to 91,000 head today. COVID-19 began impacting workers at packing plants in early April. In the last 5 weeks, cattle slaughter decreased by an average of 27% year over year. This compares to the previous 5 weeks in March, when cattle slaughter averaged 5.5% higher than year-ago levels. Hog slaughter increased to 373,000 head yesterday. It was also over the two private market estimates of 367,000 from Allendale and 365,000 head from another firm.
Slaughter capacity continues to be a bottleneck for meat producers. Midwest Market Solutions President Brian Hoops expects the livestock markets to continue to struggle until slaughter levels return to more normal levels.
We may never get back to where we were like a year ago unless plants add larger facilities or another facility, just from getting workers back on their production line safely. They've had to put in different stations and more social distancing to allow them to come back in safely. We just don't have that capacity right now.
Hoops thinks more packing plants will be needed in the era of social distancing guidelines and regulations.
Probably one that's going to be argued and debated. We probably need more plants with larger areas that we can hire more workers in and have safe distancing between the kill lines. So I don't know if we'll have a lot of smaller plants. I could see some larger plants being built so they can get more workers in there. I think going forward, we're going to have so many government restrictions on how many workers can be in a certain square footage area. They're going to have large facilities and probably process less pork and beef than what they have in the past.
The Smithfield Foods plant is open in Sioux Falls, but it's not running at full capacity yet. As a result, the backlog of hogs continues. South Dakota Interim Agriculture Secretary Larry Roden says he's been working with state veterinarian Dustin Odekoven to find homes for the excess supply.
South Dakota State University has a processing facility that they use on campus, and they were just one of many contacts we made to try and find alternative markets for hogs. And I think some people felt like it was kind of a exercise in futility because these local processing facilities, including SDSU, only do a handful of hogs a day. But I think Dr. Odekoven, in my view, was that every hog that we process is one less hog that ends up in a landfill.
Roden speaks to the reopening of the Sioux Falls pork processing plant.
Their original intentions were to open, you know, they opened more than a week ago to get up and running. I think they started taking hogs. I believe their target day was last Sunday. I don't know if they took hogs on Sunday. I know they were on Monday. And I think by next week they're planning on ramping up through the process. I don't know exactly what the numbers are, when they're going to be at full capacity, but the point is they're running, they're taking hogs, and so that's a, you know, that's a huge step forward for us.
As a sign of good faith while trade negotiations take place, the United Kingdom is cutting tariffs on U.S. agricultural products. The Financial Times reports the UK Department for International Trade is working on a plan that cuts costs for certain egg imports. However, there is some internal opposition within the British government over the impact on their farmers. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you are listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. While the specific payment rates have not been announced for the coronavirus food assistance program, the Russell Group president, Randy Russell, says the USDA rule is expected to clear the Office of Management and Budget in the next day or so.
I know it is the intent of Secretary Perdue and his team to try to get the payments out starting as early as the end of May or early June. So I would anticipate that you will hear something before as early as the end of the week about the rule being cleared, announcements made, and the details so that producers can start getting assistance under this package maybe as early as the end of the month.
Russell says payment limits are expected to be addressed in the new rule.
No, the original package had a $125,000 payment limitation, and then if you had two or more eligible commodities on your operation, you could double that, so it'd be no more than 250. It's our understanding, because of the letters that have been sent down by House and Senate leaders, that pay cap has gotten lifted. We're not privy to what. It is interesting to point out House package that was released, the next COVID package, which is COVID package number four, they do actually lift the pay cap entirely.
Details of the coronavirus food assistance program have not yet been released. However, USDA released preliminary information about how farmers and ranchers need to apply for it when that program becomes available. National Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO Colin Woodall says more will be known on the topic this afternoon.
This afternoon, USDA is actually hosting a conference call with producers from across the country to talk to them about the process to apply, what kind of information they may have to need, where to go. I do believe that that is a precursor to us seeing more details of the program, which could potentially come out later this week or early next week. The Secretary of Agriculture has made it very clear that he wants checks in producers' hands by the end of May, and if they are going to be successful in doing that, they're going to have to get those program details out pretty fast.
Payment limitations for cattle producers were put in place by USDA, and CBA has been vocal in their support of raising those payment caps.
We're not talking talking about eliminating the payment raise limits, but we are trying to increase those so that way producers of all size have the opportunity to participate if they have demonstrated losses. Of course, we'll know more as soon as the final program rolls out as to whether or not USDA made the decision to increase those payment limits or keep them at the level that everybody anticipates that they will be at, which was a part of their earlier proposal, which was $125,000 per commodity and a cap of $250,000 per entity.
The coronavirus pandemic that has unfolded over the past couple months has brought dramatic changes to the cattle industry. That statement from Nebraska-based cattle market analyst Lee Richmuth. The industry remains hopeful to capture some of the lost price ground back.
The packing plants have been down, the workers have been sick, and we are backing up cattle. You know, if you look at what we've been trading, there's been a lot more FOMO cattle traded than cash, and this kind of highlights that those that do trade cash are somewhat left out and trying to get their cattle sold. Now I know, you know, all the packers are trying to get slaughtered what they can, especially with the margins that they are. In the short term, we got issues, obviously, with the pack plants getting down. We've seen box prices skyrocketed higher. Unfortunately, we have not been able to capture that on our end, but hopefully plants get back and we can capture some of that back.
One avenue being explored by the U.S. Cattlemen's Association and other organizations is a spot market bill, which has been introduced by Senators Chuck Grassley and John Tester. Richmuth explains.
The bill is a introduction to the mandatory price reporting that 50% of the cash trade has to be done in the spot market, and those cattle have to be delivered within 14 days by each individual plant that has to report daily to the mandatory price reporting, which is basically if they slaughter over 125,000 head a year. It's going to increase price transparency in the marketplace and take away some of the captive supply and give back some more leverage to the feedlot producers.
The latest U.S. drought monitor shows abnormally dry conditions for a third straight week in the western half of North Dakota. Those dry conditions dip into Perkins and Corson counties in the far northwestern corner of South Dakota, as well as counties in the eastern part of the state. Reporting Agriculture's Business, this is the Red River Farm Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The South Dakota FFA convention wraps up this evening. During the final session of the convention, a new state officer team will be named. The newly elected state officer team will get a chance to lead during the COVID-19 pandemic. South Dakota State Vice President Blake Pulse says there are a lot of unknowns ahead.
This time is really can define a leader, I believe. People are looking for leadership now more than ever. And through using social media presence and even virtual workshops and things like that, I believe that this team will be very successful in what they do. The best advice I would say is roll with the punches. Your year as a state officer is something that is like nothing you'll ever experience again. And like roll with it. There's a lot of things that you don't know what you're getting into right away, but things work out and things turn out well in the end, and everything that happens for a reason.
The final general session of the South Dakota FFA convention begins this evening at 7 p.m. Convention coverage presented by the South Dakota Farmers Union and South Dakota Corn Council.
The South Dakota Farmers Union annual FFA Farm Safety Quiz Bowl is postponed this year as the South Dakota FFA convention goes virtual. Farmers Union Communications and Policy Specialist Luke Rendell says as long as the state fair is still on, the Quiz Bowl will continue.
I guess more details to come on that. Kind of see how things go with the pandemic and see if we have our fair.
Rendell encourages FFA members to pursue a future in agriculture.
Culture is obviously South Dakota's number one industry. So it's important to stay connected.
Taking a quick look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon. July Minneapolis wheat down 3/4 at 507 and a half. July Chicago wheat down 0.25 at 501 and 3/4. July corn down 1 1/4 at 317. December corn down 1 1/4 at 331 1/4. July beans down 1 1/2 at 838. November beans down 1 1/4 at 844 1/4. June live cattle down 62 cents at 93.22. And those livestock markets continue to trade mixed here at midday. This is the Red River Farm Network.